Welcome to RCM 360 Drive Time, the podcast to help you increase revenue, streamline claims, and create efficient billing and collections processes, all designed to drive profits to your medical practice. Today, Quality Reporting, Episode 2. And now, let's hop in the car with your Drive Time host, Brad Cassidy.
So, welcome to the second installment of the Quality Reporting to Business Marketing podcast. Today we're going to focus on quality reporting and how that affects the documentation, what you need to be doing to prepare for HCC coding, HEDIS, etc. Now that ACOs and bundled payments, value-based purchasing is shifting that financial risk to the providers, there's much more of a need to analyze risk associated with each patient and patient population. And so you're seeing quality reporting has been around for decades, and I remember when we started as a ClinicWorks reseller, when I was with our reseller in Curis, where I worked with Blue Cross Blue Shield in Massachusetts. They were one of the early, Massachusetts was one of the early adopters for EMRs. And so Blue Cross was involved with that, and they wanted to get some more clinical quality data from patients than just what was getting submitted on claims. So for their subscribers, we were pulling, various different disease, patients based on disease, what their pertinent lab results or BMI, blood pressure, things like that, so that they could start managing their population risk. And this is probably 12, more than 12 years ago, probably. So it's been around for a while, it's definitely more prevalent as you see payers want to go more to a shared risk model. As we look at other quality programs, the PQRS, that's been over the years, the current quality program, HEDIS, and that's really, HEDIS now is used by more than 90% of the payers to measure the clinical quality and performance. And those HEDIS measures, there's over 90 measures across six different domains, from effectiveness and availability to experience and utilization, all the way to the, data collected by EMRs. We're starting to push more data back to the payers so they can see what this risk is associated with the patient population in a practice. You're really looking at, gathering more data. I don't know whether it's gathering more data, but gathering the same and reporting more data. But you're also looking at, HCC coding. So, HCC coding's been around since the 70s. Medicare's been using that to analyze risk in populations since the 1970s. So, they use that to determine the risk, the shared savings, and a focus on patient-centered care. What does that HCC mean? It's a hierarchical condition categories, which means that yes, you're going to use those ICD-10 codes. You're going to be as specific as possible, And you're going to describe the most severe and specificity of a selected diagnosis. But these HCC codes only map to about 14% of the total 69,000 ICD codes that are out there. But as you add these together, they're not necessarily, as you have different disease states, hypertension, you've got diabetes, liver disease, you keep adding disease states, they're not summed in risk factor. They're cumulative, but not summed. And depending on the interaction between these various disease states, that risk factor can be way beyond the sum of the individual risk factors for the disease states. Well, what do we do about that now? There's a few things that you can start doing. One, contact your payers and find out what your current risk score is. That way you're informed about where you are and what you need to do in order to improve your risk score. You also can focus on the documentation to make sure that the providers or whoever is coding your diagnosis on your notes, that you're putting the most specific codes with regards to diagnosis in each disease state. And then you can start coding with HCC coding to make sure that you understand how to do that before you get into a situation where a payer is starting to require HCC coding on your notes or on your claims. You can start that process. And be more prepared for what's coming up. So that's all I've got today on your quality reporting, HEDIS and HCC coding. Next time we're going to spend a little time on population health and chronic care management in preparation for the fourth and final group on how to turn quality reporting, population health into a business driver, revenue driver. So I hope you join us next time. And remember, it's your money. Go get it.
Thank you for riding along with us for RCM 360 Drive Time. We look forward to having you back for our next episode.